Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Colleen.
Yes, hi.
Hi, welcome. I'm Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Great. Hey, thank you for joining me. Thank you for being on time. I appreciate that, too.
Oh, my pleasure.
So, wonderful. So, are you nervous?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, that's okay. Most people are. There's the rare person who is not nervous. So I'll do my best to try to help you through this so that we can dispel some of the nervousness, okay?
Okay.
Well, my name is Joe Ostrander. I'm the communications manager here at NRCDV. And first off, I just want to thank you so much for submitting your story, for participating in this activity and these podcasts that we're doing. You know, I realize, but all of us here realize that it was a very brave thing to do, and we really are honored that you took the time to participate and share your story with us and to share it with the world, and really are humbled by the fact that you're participating, and we just want you to know that. And it's a big thing you're doing, and so we're really grateful. And
it's my honor, trust me.
Okay. Well, we'll go through a little bit.
If I can help one person, it makes it almost worthwhile.
Well, that's wonderful, and it's as someone who's done this, if we've done these podcasts and in different types of settings on several other occasions, it's pretty humbling on my part to have people who are so giving of themselves, especially after experiencing so much trauma in your life, and that's really wonderful. So,
thank you.
What we'll do is go through a little bit of housekeeping here. Mm-hmm. I have a total of 30 minutes within the system to do it. We have about 25 left, so that's plenty of time. We'll go through a little bit of housekeeping, and then you can read your story, and we should be done. How's that?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. So first, I wanted to ask you quickly, we got your release form. You did not send a mm-hmm. photo because you do not wish to have one used, right?
Correct.
Okay. I just wanted to verify that. That's all. And you've asked us to not use your last name, right? at this point, we are not. I just wanted to verify. That's all.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. It's your story and it's your wishes. Whatever you want, we'll follow. I just wanted to confirm so that we didn't make a mistake. That's all.
Okay.
Okay. I probably know the answer to this too, but I'm going to ask. We obviously record these and we promote them through our social media channels. And we also make up what we call image cards, where we pull out quotes from your story. Now, mm-hmm. For other people, that will include their photos. For yours, we'll just include some sort of a background on it with that and your name. And we promote those on social media. Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. If you're involved in any of those and you want us to tag you on any of those, I would just need your handle. If you don't want us to tag you on any of those, that's fine as well. if you don't know about that right now, you can answer that later.
Okay.
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 So now what we'll do is I'll just ask you to say your name, where you're from, and we won't be using that in the recording, but it helps for us because we have a whole bunch of recordings so that when we have all these audio files, we can make sure that we don't get them mixed up, okay?
Okay.
We have Justine, who works with us, is a master in editing. So when you read your story, just take your time. Most people read much faster than they think they do.
Yeah.
So don't feel rushed. We have time to do this. You know, just sort of be calm, as calm as you feel like you can be. It's just you and me, all right?
Okay.
So just pretend that we're sitting in a room across tea or coffee or whatever it is that you drink, and you're just telling me this stuff,
okay?
And if you stumble or make a mistake or, you know, whatever happens, it's fine. We have the magic of editing. I need to turn this volume off on my phone. Hold on. We have the magic of editing, and we can fix those things. All I need you to do is
go ahead, finish.
Yeah, if you do stumble, you just stop. Mm-hmm. And we do need you to pause for a couple seconds because then that way we have space to cut. And
okay.
If you stumble, you can just go, you can do a couple of things. You can go back to the beginning of the sentence that you were at, or go back to the beginning of the paragraph, or all the way back to the beginning of the story. I guess it depends on where you are within, you know, within your story, where you want to do that. That's, again, that's up to you.
Okay, that's exactly what I was going to ask you. Okay.
Yeah, sure. And when we're finished, if you feel like you're not happy with it, we can do it again.
Okay.
And if there's anything that stands out in particular, I'll wait till the end, and we could do one or two things. I may ask you to reread it again if there's some things that I think stand out that aren't clear, or I may just ask you to reread a certain section. And then on my side, I have your story here, and I make all kinds of notes so that if we do, you know, if we do stop and start, I make notes so that Justine has something. So when she's listening to the recording, she also has something to follow along. And that's really it. When you're done with it, again, just sort of take a deep breath and pause before we do our cheers of yay, we're done, so that we have that little space. Sometimes people say the last word and then immediately go, oh, thank goodness. And then we are struggling to cut off the oh, thank goodness part. And then your story will be sandwiched with an intro and an outro that our host, Yvonne, does. So she kind of introduces you and your story, and then we'll play your story. And you're actually, I think, combined. I'm double-checking here. I think you're combined with another, so we're going to have two stories in this episode, you and one other person.
Okay.
And it's supposed to run on October 4th, which is our very first one. And what I'll do then, too, is when we get the recording all finished, we'll upload it and we'll send you a link ahead of time so you can listen to it.
Okay.
And we'll just ask you not to share it until it's, you know, until the live date. And then you can, and then when we make it live, yeah, you'll be famous. How's that?
I don't know if I want to be famous, but...
Well, we can be famous in our own minds. How's that?
Okay. I'll be my own superhero for a day.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, do you have any other questions?
Just to clarify, I'm saying my name and where I live and then starting to read?
Yeah, you know... name, I'm from, and you can just say, you know, my name, I would say I'm Joe Ostrander, and I'm from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. So, that's all.
So, do you want me to read
the
title? Do you want me to read the title, My One Thing, or just jump into it?
That's up to you. That's the first three words of your story anyway. So, it's...
Yeah, so I'll just jump in.
I was going to say, however you want. So, go ahead and get started whenever you want. I'll be quiet.
Okay. The one thing that I wish activists, advocates, survivors, community leaders, parents, siblings, teachers, daycare providers, healthcare professionals, faith leaders, social workers, attorneys, judges, and law enforcement knew is that what you do matters. I want you to understand that it takes just one person to make a difference in the life of someone who is being abused. One person who compassionately and non-judgmentally understands and believes in me. I waited for that one person for a long time. I was ashamed and embarrassed about what my husband was doing to me, so I kept silent. Silence is something abusers count on. After many years of escalating violence, I finally told the people who I thought would be there for me and support me, family, friends, some healthcare professionals too. No one cared. I was no longer questioning the truth about the statement my abuser told me on a daily basis. No one loves you but me. But I knew true love before. I knew what it looked like, what it felt like. My late husband loved me the way you're supposed to love someone. His memory motivated me to tell one last person. I promised myself just one more. Then one night, when my abuser went out, I made that first call to a domestic violence hotline. This was my last resort. I will never know her name, but she probably saved my life that night. She spoke to me with compassion. She listened to me without judgment. She told me that there were people there at the program who would help me. She said it wasn't my fault. She said I was not alone. And for the first time, I believed her. She wasn't wrong. Along my journey to safety, I was so blessed to have some positive interactions with people who made it their life. I know I was one of the lucky ones. It all started with that one woman who happened to be working the hotline on the night I reached out for help. She was the catalyst that changed the trajectory of my path in life. Thanks to her, I started free counseling at the local domestic violence program. The more I started to take care of myself, learn about domestic violence, and how to protect myself, my self-esteem started to rise. It was not easy. It was hard work. My abuser noticed a change in me, so he started to ramp up his violence. Everything I did was to leave him safely. When I was ready, everything fell into place. I went to court and filed for a restraining order. It was a frightening and humiliating experience, but the court advocate walked me through the process and stood with me when I testified before the judge. I connected with a lawyer who took my case pro bono. She stayed on with me when my abuser appealed the lower court's decision to issue a restraining order. He appealed 2 times. We won both appeals. Every time we went to court, we won. Each judge, 9 different judges in all, was equally in tune with how an abuser works and treated me with the utmost dignity and compassion. Along my way, there were several police officers who did not treat me with dignity, respect, or kindness. Through the counseling I received at the domestic violence program, I knew it was their issue, not mine. It was a very long and challenging road, but today I'm divorced from my abuser. I have a lifetime restraining order against him. I live in a beautiful home where I feel safe. I am no longer afraid in my own home. No one hurts me here. Slowly, I am rebuilding my life. Slowly, I am rebuilding my self-esteem. Slowly, I am healing. I even learned to love my beautiful, broken heart. This is all possible because one person decided to help me. It's one person. Maybe you could be that one person for someone like me. Please remember, we are scared. Probably more than scared, probably terrified. We know best what our abuser is capable of. We believe him. It wasn't an overnight process to being controlled by our abuser, and it won't be an overnight process to leaving him. We are scared. Please understand that and act accordingly. Everything must be on my terms, in my time. Only I know when I can take actions to leave safely. Please don't give up on us. We need your help. It can be a matter of life or death.
Well, there you go. That was perfect.
Well, except for that one. Perfect. I knew I was going to make a mistake.
Don't worry
too.
About it. It's okay. This is an emotional thing, huh? It's tough.
I can't believe that I read it without crying. Seriously, every time I practiced, I would always choke up when I talked about my late husband.
Yeah. Well, you did wonderful. Wonderful,
thank
wonderful,
you.
Wonderful. I can't believe that I got through it without crying because I often get pretty misty when I listen to these, especially the first time around, especially when I'm listening to them live, you know? And,
yeah.
Well, that was wonderful. And I just made a,
thank
I made
you.
A, you did perfect in your restart in that one spot. I made a mark. It'll be very easy for Justine to just cut out that first part. Very easy.
Oh, I'm shaking
and,
still. Oh my God. Okay.
Oh, oh, Colleen. Well, it's completely understandable, but you really did. You really did wonderful, and it's such a great thing that you're doing. It really is.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
I really can't thank you enough for sharing this part of your life.
Thank you. Thank you. And that means the world because, like I said, even the people that I thought were supposed to be there for me weren't, and through some miracle, I met so many wonderful people along my way to get out safely, and I am eternally grateful for every single man and woman that I came into contact that helped me along the way, and you all are included in that. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I feel ill-equipped to say you're welcome, but you're welcome. So,
thank you.
That's it. You did it.
Okay.
You did it, and that was great. And like I said, we'll take this recording, and Justine will do her editing magic. She'll make it flawless, even though it was flawless except for the one restart. Believe me. And you read
I
it with real passion.
I forgot to say my name, didn't I? Did I
say
that?
Yeah. That's right. Go ahead.
I forgot to say that.
Yeah.
This is Colleen from Massachusetts. That's all you want me to say?
Yeah. Oh, can I ask you where my family's in? My family's from North Adams and Williamstown, Massachusetts, up in the Berkshire
That's
Mountains.
Way up north. Yeah, I'm more in Central Mass.
Oh, yeah, are you? Yeah. So my parents are both from North Adams, and yeah, so, I mean, I'm not from there, but they are. But I spent so much time up there as a child with aunts, uncles, and grandparents, and cousins, and all that I often feel like it's my second hometown. And I haven't been up much over the last, oh, my gosh, probably almost 15 to 20 years because, well,
oh, wow.
You know.
Right.
I mean, I've been
up,
but not much. People die off, right? So I don't have any grandparents left, and I have a bunch of the aunts and uncles are now passing away, and I still have some cousins that live there, but I have some that moved away, and yeah, so, you know, it's just kind of like there's less and less to go visit, right? So,
yeah.
But it still always has a special place in my heart. It's a beautiful part of Massachusetts, so.
Yeah, the Berkshires are gorgeous, yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks again. I'll ask you again, and if you're still not sure and you want to maybe email me or something later about whether you want I don't know if you're again on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, and if you wanted to, we can tag you on the promotions that we're doing, or you know we don't have to, and you can just see them on your own by following us.
Okay. All right, I'll think about that.
Okay, that's fine. I understand. And if you don't want to do it, it is perfectly fine. Believe me.
Okay.
No, there's no judgment on our side. We completely understand if you don't want to do it. But again, you know, just like I said in the beginning with the photos, we just want to verify so we don't make any mistakes. That's all.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Well, you did a great job, and thanks again.
Thank you.
And feel very proud of yourself, and go and have a wonderful rest of the day, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it, Joe. Thanks so much.
All right. You take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.